Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the Standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
Today, I wanted to give you a cool update. Very significant at the end of this last week that the American Farm Bureau came out in favor of repeal of mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, for pork, and for poultry. Very significant because the nation's largest general farm organization up to this point had said they wanted to let the process work out under the WTO. They wanted the final appeal to be finally settled. It is settled now, and WTO has said we continue to be out of compliance, and that means, according to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we are at a point where a decision's being made as to how many dollars worth of retaliation Canada and Mexico are entitled to.
The three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, are currently working to settle out the monetary level at which both those countries can retaliate against us on, basically saying, is it going to be $2.5 or $3 billion? Once that is done, then we expect the retaliation to actually take place. So we could see retaliation as early as the last week of July. More than likely, though, when you look at this entire process, that will slip a little bit. And so we probably are expecting to see retaliation take place sometime in September. The bottom line is we do expect retaliation, period.
Mexico doesn't have a list out as of yet regarding retaliation, but Canada does. And clearly the idea is to spread the pain around to get the U.S. Congress to do something.
Yeah, you know, what are the consequences if we don't act is that the retaliation will take place. And as you mentioned, it's not just retaliation against beef and pork. It's a whole host of commodities. And the reason why is because Canada and Mexico are trying to inflict economic damages on the entire U.S. economy, not just on beef. So that's why they have been very targeted in some of the different commodities they've looked at, like California wine, Iowa ethanol, Kentucky bourbon, trying to make a dent in the overall trade relationship. We can't afford that, not as a U.S. economy, but especially now on the beef side, because Canada and Mexico are worth about one-third of our overall exports, and if we lose access to those two countries, it could hit us at a rate of about $115 to $120 per head.
To avoid retaliation, Congress has got to act, and the House is doing just exactly that.
Chairman Conaway of the House Agriculture Committee has joined Congressman Jim Costa from California in introducing legislation that would repeal COOL for beef. Now, we are supportive of that. In fact, the entire House Agriculture Committee has already voted to move that forward. They voted 38-6, which is a very strong margin. So we expect next Tuesday, June the 9th, for this bill to come to the floor of the House for a vote by the entire House of Representatives.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Corn Belt Classic in Council Bluffs, Iowa, June 10th and 11th. Wednesday's auction begins at 8 Central, featuring regions 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, as well as Florida heifers. Thursday's auction begins at 9, featuring regions 1 and 2, and ending with the breadstock sale. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic. Get more information at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock Auction, America's leader in livestock marketing.
At your Beef Buzz, have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.